Welcome to WEEM Weekly, a podcast produced by 91.7 WEEM. You can find this podcast at 917WEEM.org or anywhere that podcasts can be found. You are listening to the 91.7 WEEM podcast. I'm Dylan Brown, and I'm here with Mr. Taylor, who is a counselor at the high school, to discuss how this year has gone. So first off, how do you feel this year has gone, especially with lessening COVID restrictions?
Let's see. I would say for the most part, it's getting better, but I also think kids and teachers are tired. It's been a long haul.
Yeah.
Not just this year, but the past couple of years. So I think there's been a big adjustment curve. I think we're coming out of it, though.
Definitely. What has been your favorite part of this year?
When the restrictions were lifted, seeing kids' faces and being, quote, more back to normal a little bit, that's probably been the favorite thing for me this year, is being able to, like I said, get back to somewhat normal.
Yeah. So are you hoping that we continue this trend into next year with getting rid of the restrictions?
Yeah, I think that would be helpful for everybody. Now, obviously, that just depends upon how the virus goes and if there's any new variants that are out there, that take hold. So we're keeping our fingers crossed.
Yeah. Now, what has been the hardest part of this school year for you?
Hardest part would probably be seeing so many kids struggle and teachers. Mm-hmm. I would say our referrals and seeing kids for anxiety, seeing kids for COVID-related things, maybe coming back to school. They hadn't been in school for 2 years and really just adjusting back to that has probably been the most difficult. Mm-hmm. We've got a lot of kids that are struggling.
Yeah. Now, do you think you'll see less of that next year if we continue to get rid of those restrictions?
I think we will. And I think the kids who have been online, or even the kids who maybe were only online first semester, came back second semester, there's going to be a little bit of a learning curve because they've been online for so long. Or with the restrictions being lifted, maybe kids adjusting back to what the new norm is.
Yeah. For sure. What has been your favorite memory from this year?
Favorite memory from this year? I would probably say seeing the kids participate, whether it be athletics, band, choir, theater. I've been able to get some of those, catch some of those things. And it's been nice because, during those 2 years, a lot of that stuff was canceled. So seeing those kids be able to perform and show off their talents has been really cool.
Yeah. What do you want to do next year to make it a better school year than this one?
I would think, I know just from the counseling standpoint, what we're going to try to do is really meet with the freshmen more, try to get them a little bit better adjusted to high school than what we've seen. Part of that is COVID related, because some of those kids, like I said, haven't been in school maybe in 2 years. And so getting them adjusted back to the norm. But I also think just getting back into the classrooms, because that's what we used to do.
Yeah.
But because of COVID, we had to stop that. So our department is hoping to get back into classrooms with all the grade levels.
Yeah. Now, do you have a favorite memory of this year's senior class?
Favorite memory of this year's senior class? I wouldn't say it's a favorite memory. It's just because I had a son that graduated last year.
Yeah.
And so I was kind of seeing some of the things that he missed. I think my favorite memory, I guess, just as the seniors are all, is that they've been able to experience some of the things that maybe the class of 20 and 2021 were not able to experience.
Yeah.
So it's been kind of cool to see them go through those things. Like, we just had top 10% banquet. We hadn't had that in a couple of years, or it was virtual. So that's been kind of neat to see.
Yeah. What are you most excited for going into next year?
That hopefully we get back to normal. Truly, just I'm hoping our school year starts off normal. We're not under any restrictions.
Yeah. Do you get a sense of achievement when you see students that you personally helped graduating?
Yes and no. I mean, what I get is, because the kids do it themselves. I may push them along the way, but they, at the end of the day, they're the ones that put in the work. They're the ones that turn things in. They're the ones that have shown up for school. And so I do get a sense of achievement, but it's more that I'm so happy for them that they've accomplished the goals that they wanted to, and they saw what it needed to take. And, they went out and they completed the job.
Yeah. Are you sad to see the senior class go?
For me, it's a mixed bag, right? Yeah. Because I'm sad to see them go because you build relationships with them over 4 years. But I'm also excited for them because they're starting the next journey, whatever that, if that's military, if it's going into the job, or if they're doing some type of education past high school. So it's kind of cool to see what their next chapter brings.
Yeah. Is there anything else you'd like to talk about today?
No, I appreciate the time that you've, you know, that you've allowed me to come in and answer some of these questions about this past year.
All right. Well, thank you for joining me here today.
The Arabian Stable is your place for Pendleton Heights apparel, from shirts, sweatshirts, hats, and more. Find everything you need to show you're an Arabian fan by logging on to www.arabianstable.com. You can also find the link on the high school's website at phhs.smcsc.com or on Weem's website, 917weem.org. Arabians get their gear at the Arabian Stable. Get yours today at www.arabianstable.com. That's www.arabianstable.com.
Do you have an event you'd like to promote? Make sure to go to 917weem.org and click on the Weem Community Calendar. There you'll find the calendar and a link to the form you will need to fill out to have your event show up on the calendar and get a live mention from the Weem staff. Again, everything you need to get the word out on your event is at the Weem Community Calendar. Details online at 917weem.org.
I'm Parker Dean here with WEEM Weekly and Chloe Urdis. So we're just going to take a minute and give a brief detail of the academic team and all that. Like, what is the academic team, I guess I should say?
So the academic team is actually a Purdue-sponsored organization. We're like a sports team, except it's all with your brain muscles. So
brain.
every year we have a subject. This year's theme. We call it the theme. This year's theme was Canada, our friend to the north. So there's five different teams. Once I read them off, there'll either be five or six. So the math team, the science team, the English team, which I was on this year, the social studies team, which I was the captain of this year, and fine arts, and the interdisciplinary makes six. And interdisciplinary is basically just like a combination of the other five teams. So there's six. I was wrong. Sorry.
Oh, no, you're fine.
But Canada was the theme this year. So I was only on two. Well, technically I was on three. But I was on social studies, English, and interdisciplinary. So we didn't really practice for interdisciplinary. I just went to the English and the social studies practices. But for social studies, we read a textbook. This year, it was a over 600-page long textbook about the history of Canada. It was thrilling. English, we read a few different poems. We read a couple novels and a few short stories from authors who are from Canada. So it's basically just a big group of kids who get together and learn about a different theme each year, a different subject each year. I've never been on the math or science teams, so I don't really know how they work. Fine arts is just studies the music and the art from whatever culture we're studying or time period. And interdisciplinary just comes together at the competition and is like, great, we know how to do different things. So it's just a big group of kids who like learning, pretty much. But we go out and compete. This year we competed at three different competitions. We competed at the Hoosier Heritage Conference, which is just like the Hoosier Heritage Conference for the sports teams. We came in first place for the first time in over 21 years. So that was really cool. And English placed first individually, and I can't remember all the other placings. I think math and science were second. Fine arts was fourth. Social studies was fifth. And interdis came in second. And then we competed at the area competition, and a lot of our teams placed second. Social studies placed first, so we kind of made a comeback and we were really excited. And then English placed second in our division. So those two teams, social studies and English, went to state. And our third competition was at Purdue. It was the final state competition. English came in second in the state overall. And I believe that social studies came in sixth in our division. So we kind of faltered a little bit at the end, but overall we were just happy we made it to state. So it's been a big year for the academic team.
Yeah, so as we're looking, what would a, let's say, as we know, this topic is about seniors. So is it a senior based right now, and so like next year it will be difficult for the team as a whole, or is there more juniors involved than seniors and going on forth?
So anybody can compete on the academic teams, freshman through senior. They actually, academic team starts, I think, at an elementary level with Spell Bowl kind of and Math Bowl, but they aren't associated with the actual Purdue competition. Middle school is where you start doing academic team, which is where I started as in seventh grade. I actually started on the math team and the science team. And I think I was on all four of them. And as you get into the high school level, lots of kids drop, but it's pretty much the ones that you were on teams with years prior. So we have a mix of seniors, juniors, and sophomores. There aren't very many freshmen. I don't think we had any freshmen this year. But our math and science teams, and I think our fine arts team, was solely comprised of seniors this year. I don't know, because I'm not on those teams. I don't know who's going to be the next ones to take over for that. The girls who have been on the team are really good. Social studies was actually there was a freshman on social studies, Serena Richardson. She was awesome. And then me, I'm a junior, so I was team captain. And then Catherine Dudley, she's a senior graduating this year. She was on social studies as well. And Catherine leaving next year will kind of be hard because social studies has limited interest sometimes because people think history is boring. I think it's great, which is why I wanted to be on the team.
Yeah.
Our English team is a mix. We had a couple sophomores. We had a senior. And then me and Cooper Ramsey, we were both juniors. And it was pretty solid this year. Cooper has been on the English team for a while, and he was our team captain. And I'm assuming he's returning next year. So English and social studies will have people. Interdisciplinary will find people because we're just comprised of whoever shows up. But I'm not so sure about some of the other ones because that was mostly seniors this year. And they have been the ones who have been on it since I joined. So,
yeah, with all the seniors, let's say, are you preparing yourself for the upcoming, I guess, next year's competition and events? Could you, like, prepare for that, or?
So we don't know what our textbook will be for social studies, and we don't know what books we'll have to read for English yet, but we do know our theme, and that's the Age of Exploration. So basically what we're doing right now is trying to find kids to join the team next year since we know the seniors will be leaving. Like, social studies has been trying to recruit Connor Salee here from WEEM. I keep trying to get him to join because he likes history like me, and Mr. Webster, our coach, has been like, ask Connor if he'll join, and I was like, okay. So we've pretty much just been recruiting some people, asking around to see who would be interested so that we have fuller teams, because you can have five students on a team, one team captain, or sorry, you can have six, I believe, and six or seven, and the reason I'm not sure of the exact number is because I have never had a full team. So we are often just three or four of us to a team, three compete at a time, and then you can bring in two substitutions halfway through the round, which means the two who aren't the captain switch with two others. And English was able to switch out one this year, but social studies, we all three stayed in the whole time because we had nobody to substitute. So when you lose those seniors, it makes it hard because right now we're just trying to find more people who are interested. Lots of people don't know about academic team. It's kind of hard to get people to join sometimes. I was actually asked by a teacher, which is how I found out about it. So it's been a process. We know we're losing our seniors, and I think we just kind of don't want to acknowledge that yet because we're a little nervous about next year.
Yeah, so talking about losing those seniors and as a whole, I guess before we end this interview, how could they reach out, as I should say, to like actually join if they are interested?
Well, the teachers here, if you're a Pendleton Heights student, Mrs. Dunn is in charge of math. It's not Mr. Hinton. Mr. Elrod is in charge of science. Mr. Webster is the social studies coach. This year, Miss Fawcett was the English coach, and she was new this year because Miss Douglas was originally the English coach, and she didn't come back this year. And then, I feel like I'm forgetting one. Fine Arts is Mr. Hunkler. If you're a Pendleton Heights student and you're interested in any of those teams, math, science, history, English, fine arts, you can ask those teachers, or right now I think it might be up on the South Madison website. I'm not really sure what's on there since we've kind of gone down with our advertising of clubs. You can definitely reach out to those teachers, though. Those are the ones who run it. So,
okay, well, thank you for sitting down.
Thank you for having me.
Oh, you're welcome. This is WEEM, and I'm Parker Dean, and with Chloe Urdis.
That concludes this edition of WEEM Weekly. Listen in next time again at 917WEEM.org or wherever podcasts are found.